And speaking of always lying, the meat industry, it is reported by Common Dreams that the right at the beginning of the COVID-19...
this shit was fucking insane. Yeah, this is
right at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, there was reports that there was a meat shortage. And it's coming out now that it seems like there never was and that it was entirely faked.
Well, there was obviously, yeah. Because at any time we could have simply gone and raided an Arby's who always have the meats.
I mean, look, I read this article this morning and I did a comical fucking spit take and like spit out my coffee. And it's like, these people died because they were forced to work because the meat industry convinced Donald Trump's administration to sign an executive order declaring meatpacking an essential industry. Mm-hmm. And they died for nothing because there was no shortage of meat. It was, they wanted to be able to keep selling their excess meat to international buyers.
Yeah. And even like the original argument, it's like, it's not like anyone, I mean, the people in the U.S. definitely starve to death, but it's not like any more people would starve if there's less meat. Like, we have plenty of other foods people could eat, you know, not to get all vegan on everyone, but it's like people could have survived quarantine eating chickpeas and rice for a few months. But
yeah, I'm going to ignore that argument because a man's got a grill.
You can only grill meat.
Trump signed the first pro dudes rock executive order in American history.
He was trying to let dudes grill. You can grill zucchini as a side for your meat. But absolutely. You have to grill. One of the things on your grill at any given grilling time has to be meat. And honestly, this article made me extremely upset because as somebody who is fully grill pilled, meat fraud is something that really upsets me.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting, yeah.
It's fraudulent meat.
Mm-hmm. Todd gets really mad when he gets the Impossible Burger, and he's like, it's possible. Shut up. Real burgers are possible. This isn't impossible. I want to speak to the manager, and then he throws it on the ground.
Yeah, picture of Ben Shapiro, and it's like, actually, technically, the Impossible Burger exists, therefore.
Yeah, there's a burger on my bun, and it has meat, has food inside it, and it is a food product. So technically, you know, it's a misnomer to call it impossible.
It is obviously possible.
Neil deGrasse Tyson somehow getting involved.
Yeah, he pops out of the bathroom. Technically impossible, the root word, and then he just gets shoved into a locker.
Actually, if you look at quantum physics, you find that possible.
Sometimes the random fabric of space-time will turn into a burger, so I guess anything's possible.
And then and then the deconstructionists are like, well, what about Taco Bell? Think outside the bun.
Mm-hmm. They're like, what really reifies the distinction between a taco shell and a burger bun? You know, it's really not so cut and dry as you might think.
Neil deGrasse Tyson popping out of the bushes yet again. Well, actually, gravity kind of operates like a large taco bun or shell that incorporates everything and makes all matter, I don't know, attracted to each other.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to interview Neil deGrasse Tyson and always steer him away from talking about space and just make him talk about his favorite fast food menu items.
I don't know. I feel like somebody needs to interview Neil deGrasse Tyson and ask him why he date raped those women. That's just me.
I thought he was not canceled.
I thought he creeped, but
he was a creeper.
He didn't rape anyone.
I don't remember.
There's more important things to keep in your mind than which like pseudo celebrity is canceled. I'll give you that.
Right.
I just saw a musician get canceled for being an edgelord.
That's a dicey character.
The guy from Mom Jeans. Someone wrote like this. This thing. He's some emo musician.
I thought Mom Jeans was one of those bands that was like a joke band that was just made up to be funny and didn't really actually have any songs, like Cigarette Dad or like
Diet.
We'll never listen to any of these
Baseball
bands.
Uncle.
The names just make me think that it's not music.
It isn't. But someone was just Baseball like saying uncle. Like, okay,
that got me kind of late.
I like Baseball Uncle.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that band now.
yeah